Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us today on the ninth day of Iyar and the 24th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor a future call, whether it be to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or for any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. To sponsor one day of learning is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny will go directly to the OU's National Emergency Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to be included in tomorrow's email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yisrael Siner, Mor D'Asra of Beth Jacob Congregation, Irvine, in Irvine, California. Rabbi Siner will lead us through the three parakim and three paragraphs of Tehillim after sharing several words of Divrei Chizik and inspiration with us. Following the parakim of Tehillim, as always, Parak Chaf, that's 20, Chaf Zayin, 27, and Kuf Lamed, 130. We'll all say it together with Rabbi Siner, not responsibly, and that will be followed by Rabbi Siner reciting the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, and he will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Siner concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Siner.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and a tremendous thank you to the OU for this program and for their leadership and guidance through these challenging times. Good afternoon to most, good morning to those who are with me in California, and I extend my warmest wishes from Irvine, California. May the words of Torah we share and the Tehillim we will recite serve as a merit for all those in need of healing, for all those who have so generously sponsored, and for all of Klal Yisrael, and for my brother Josh Lewis, Yehoshua Shalom Medevi Yemayahu, Alav HaShalom, whose Shloshim is today. The Talmud in Moed Katan relates a cryptic story. The great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his son to request a bracha, a blessing, from two sages, Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. The very strange bracha they gave was, may you plant seed but not harvest. May you bring in and not send out. May you send out but not bring in. May your home be desolate but your visiting place be settled. May your table be overturned. And as if that wasn't enough, as a parting shot, they added, and may you never see a new year. With friends like that, who needs enemies? With blessings like those, who needs curses? When he came back to his father, Rabbi Shimon, he exclaimed, not only didn't they give me a bracha, a blessing, tsuri tsuran, their words caused me a lot of tsar, a lot of anguish. And he told his father exactly what they had said to him. His father listened patiently and explained, each and every one of those was actually a very beautiful bracha blessing. They said to you, may you plant seed but not harvest. That meant may you plant the seeds of children and may they grow but not be harvested, not cut down. May you bring in and not send out. May your sons marry, bring in daughters-in-law, and may their marriages last. These new daughters should not leave your family. May you send out and not bring in. May you marry off your daughters, and may their marriages be rewarding and successful. No need to bring them back home. May your home be desolate and your visiting place settled. Our ultimate home is where we are laid to rest after 120 years. Meanwhile, this world is our visiting place. May that home remain desolate for many, many years to come as we enrich with meaning, kindness, and holiness the time we spend in this world in our visiting place. May your table be overturned. Years ago, when we had a dog at meals, he knew to sit under the chair of our youngest child. The table was overturned. Everything fell to the floor. Their blessing was, may you be blessed with many healthy, active children who will overturn that table and make a good mess. And their parting shot, may you never see a new year. The first year of marriage is called Shana Rishona. First year, new year. Never see a new one. One is just the right amount. The wife of your youth should be the wife of your old age. No new years. These were beautiful, beautiful brachot blessings that they gave him. And I wish them to each and every one of you. What troubles me is why do they need to present it in such a hidden, even such a misleading manner? I'd like to offer an explanation. I think they were sharing a very deep and important life lesson. We all have so many brachot, so many blessings in our lives. Yet people often find reason to complain. My son does this. My daughter doesn't do that. Oy, my daughter-in-law. Oy, my son-in-law. They are impossible. My wife, X years later, no longer looks exactly as she did in our wedding album. These rabbis blessed him and let him know, even when things don't seem so rosy, when life has its inevitable challenges, focus on the blessing, on the positive, and see the opportunities of growth in each and every one of those challenges. Viktor Frankl, in his epic Man's Search for Meaning, writes that the one freedom that can never be taken away from us is the freedom to decide how we will react in any given situation. In our tefillot, our Midah prayer, when discussing redemption, the term tzmicha, sprouting, is used. Masmiach keren Yeshua. Make the redemption sprout forth, sprouting. A seed goes into the ground. It first decomposes, and only then does it blossom into a beautiful growth. A crisp, sweet, delicious, appealing apple must first go through stages of being hard, bitter, and ugly. Only then can the sweet beauty fully develop. My friends, we are going through challenging times, and my heart breaks for those who have lost loved ones. But for all of us, it is an opportunity for much beauty to develop. When I was living in New York, they had forecasted a very heavy snowstorm, and it had already started to snow. I, like many others, was running to the nearby grocery to stock up on some staples in case we'd be snowed in. As I'm driving home, the snow was already starting to accumulate. I passed by a woman pushing a child in a wheelchair, but I needed to get home before it really accumulated. But then I caught myself. Sina, are you serious? Are you going to keep on driving? So I turned around, pulled up alongside them, and offered, please, let me help and give you a ride to wherever you need to go. The woman looked at me so sweetly, thanked me, and explained, we live just a few houses away. My son loves the snow. We can panic and think blizzard, or we can exult in the beauty of a snowflake. We can focus on a decomposing seed, or be in awe of a majestic flower. We can complain about the mess on the floor, or we can do a dance for being blessed with children. We can be depressed and despondent over the loss of a dear one, or we can be thankful for each and every moment that we did share with that person and celebrate their life and their accomplishments. We can kvetch over the difficulties of a quarantine, or we can seize the opportunity to slow down, to just slow down from our frantic pace and recognize what is truly important in life. We are living through unprecedented times. We don't want to simply wait for this to pass. We want to come out on the other side far better than the way that we went in. The choice, my friends, is ours. I thank you for listening. We will now turn to Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Psalms chapter 20, where David HaMelech, King David, speaks of calling out in times of distress. For those who can, please say it along with me. Otherwise, join me in mind and heart, and I will do the same. Lam Natsayach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisaged Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha, Yiskor Kol Minchosecha, Volasecha Yedashen Estela, Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha, Vechol Atzascha Yimalei, Niranina Bishua Secha, Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Nishalosecha, Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Meshicho, Yanehu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino, Eile Varechev, Veile Vasusim, Vanachnu Bishem, Adonai, Eloheinu Nazkir, Hemakaru Vinafalu, Vanachnu, Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. The David Hashem, Ori V'yishi, Hashem is my life, salvation. From whom should I fear? L'David, Adonai Ori V'yishi, Mimi Ira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Bikrov alai mireim lechol es bisari tzorai v'oivai li. Hema chashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im tekum alai milchama. Vizos ani v'teach. Ata shoalti me'eis Adonai. Osa avakeish shifti b'veis Adonai. Ko yimei chayai. Lachazos benom Adonai. Ulevaker beheichalo, ki yitzpeneini besuko, biyom ra'ah yashtireini, besfeis rahalo, bitzor yerom emeini, viata yarum roshi aloi vai sevivosai, ve'ezbichav alo, zivchei surua, ashira vazamar al Adonai, shema Adonai, koli ekra, V'chaneini v'aneini, l'chama libi, v'chshu fanai es panecha, Adonai avakesh, al taster panecha mimeni, al tat bi'af avdecha, ezrasi ha'yisa, al ticheni, v'al tazveni, Elohei yishi, ki avi v'imi azavuni, Adonai ya'atzveni, horeini Adonai darkecha, Unecheni ba'orach mishor l'man shorai. Al titneni b'nefesh tzarai ki kamuvi eidei sheker v'yefeyach chamas. Lulei hemanti l'rosh v'tuv Adonai be'eretz chayim kavei el Adonai. Chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavei el Adonai. We conclude our Tehillim with Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Tiyena Aznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi Amod Ki Imcha Haslicha L'ma'an Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Napshi Livaro hochalti, nafshi ladinoi mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, varbei imo fidus. Uhu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. I will now make the Mishaberach for Cholim, the prayer for those in need of healing. And I will pause for all to insert names. We will have, I believe, over 1,000 of our brothers and sisters answering Amen to this request for a full healing for all. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Uyivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. Bavor shenispalel v'nitein l'tzdaka bavuram. Bizchar zeh hakadosh baruch hu, imalei rachamim aleihem, lahachalimam, ularaposam, ulahachazikam, ulahachayosam, yishlach lehem mehera, rufua shalema, min hashamayim, l'chol avireihem, l'chol gideihem, b'sof sha'ar chole Yisrael, Refuas ha-nefesh, u-refuas ha-guf, hashto v'agala, u-bizman kariv, v'nomar, amen. We'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, ha-nesunim b'tzara u-vashivya, ha-omdim bein bayam, u-vein bayavasha, Hamakom Yerachem Alehem, Vyotien Mitzara Lirvacha, Omeafela Laura, Omishibu Lugula, Hashtavagala, Ovisman Kariv, Vinomar Amen. Our entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress, captivity, whether on sea or dry land, may Hashem have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief. From darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now speedily and soon, and let us say Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Siner. I'd also like to give a very special thank you as well to Rabbi Stol Karish, our producer extraordinaire. On the back end, he is every day on these phone calls, especially today, for all of his help behind the scenes. We hope and pray that our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Joshua Hest of the Congregation Anshei Chesed in Linden, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.